Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
So there has been a lot of questions and concerns on the rapid tests for COVID-19. What kind of information do you have for audience today? And just rapid tests in general on where you could receive them?
So unless your employer is providing rapid tests for at home, the main place that people are getting them and securing them is from the school. So in that case, if you take a rapid test at home that was provided by the school or your employer, if you receive a negative test, then you can consider that to be a positive test for COVID-19. At that time, you should proceed to the provincial guidelines for a positive COVID-19 test. So I actually just posted some information on the NAIN DHSD webpage on Facebook and shared that information to the NAIN bulletin board as well. You can also visit the Government NL website at www.gov.nl.ca/COVID-19, and you will find all of the latest and up-to-date information about COVID-19 in the province and the plans going forward with regards to positive testing, how to isolate, contact your close contacts, and let them know that they may need to be tested as well. There is information on the provincial website and on the post that DHSD has made on Facebook where you can follow a flow chart to determine, based on your symptoms and your vaccination status, whether or not you need to be tested.
Thank
We are
you.
encouraging people to follow those guidelines at home as much as possible. So the direction that the province is taking now is living with COVID and dealing with COVID as individuals and families and communities. So meaning that if people have access to the information on the internet, that they should access and to follow up with their own needs based on their testing as well. And this will hopefully decrease the workload that has come through all avenues of healthcare when it comes to COVID testing and follow-up.
Okay, so if I tested positive for COVID-19, which clinic would I have to call? The public health or our local clinic?
So if you test positive for COVID-19 at home, would follow those guidelines as to what you have to do as a positive case, which will mean isolation, and what you have to do with regards to notifying your close contacts. And then your close contacts have to follow that flow chart of what they need to do to either follow up with a test, to isolate. It also may mean modified isolation or no testing at all. That is the point that we've come to with COVID now in the province. So if you are positive for COVID-19,